Morning, both of you.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, see, Donna's shoved in the corner somewhere.
Always.
And,
this is my place. I need
the VIP seats.
Yeah. We should have put gold tinsel on your microphone. So, do you like our tinsel, by the way, on the microphone?
Yeah.
It's called gold one for me. You've got this kind of the... What colour is that? Purple?
Purpley, maroony type thing.
Nice colour for you. Works well. We'll take some pictures later. How are you doing, Mosey?
I'm good, you?
Yeah, not bad. You have a nice Christmas and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you get up to on Christmas Day? Chaos?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did Santa bring you for your Christmas?
I collect lip balm, which is, I know it's a very weird thing to collect, but I got lip balm and a chocolate, so you know.
So what's your favourite lip balm then? What's the best flavour?
I counted yesterday and I have over 100, so I don't know.
Okay. You haven't got 100 lips though, so...
Yeah, but... Oh, well.
Mix it up a little bit. Yeah, okay. Brilliant. But yeah, tonight, do you have all the trimming, turkey and everything else for Christmas dinner? Or?
No.
No?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
What did Rosie... What did you have, Rosie, for Christmas dinner?
I had McDonald's.
You had a McDonald's on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Are they even open on Christmas Day?
Yeah, some are.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Okay.
I had a nice roast dinner then. Yeah. So did Josh.
And the dog.
And Rosie had a McDonald's. What McDonald's did you go for? How did you make it festive? Did you put tinsel on it or something? Or?
No, I just had 20 chicken nuggets.
Okay. Right. Okay. Just imagine you watching the King's Speech with 10 chicken nuggets. Okay. They weren't even turkey nuggets.
No.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
It's not really going well for my parenting here.
No, I was going to say... Wow, okay, no, I don't know where to go from there, but apparently in Japan they have KFC on Christmas Day. That's a big thing about it. It's a tradition.
I like KFC.
There you go. So you could have had KFC.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Next year.
I'll have both next year.
Yeah. Anyway, we got you in because we wanted to sort of catch up with you to find out what's been going on as we end 2023. Another year of amazing fundraising and raising awareness of male mental health. So can you remind us, and I've asked you this hundreds of times before, but why, you know, Rosie Cares is your sort of Facebook group. Why do you do what you do? Why do you sort of raise awareness of mental health and raise money to support mental health charities?
In 2021, we sadly lost one of our family friends to mental health, and I helped at a charity, like, afternoon event at Addlestone Tesco, yep. And then I wanted to do more to help people suffering their mental health.
Yes, so you did a lot of work supporting charities like Woke in Mind, now that sadly close. So now supporting Andy's Man Club, which is really going from strength to strength. I mean, it's been running over a year now in Woking. I've got a new club opening up in Guildford. What do you think when you see, I mean, there's like literally, 50 plus men turning up every week to the Woking one now to, you know, open up and talk? How does that make you feel to know that that's happening?
I think it's just amazing that men feel, well, that men have like the bravery to walk into Andy's Man Club and go and like ask for help, because everybody can ask for help, and sometimes it can be a bit challenging to do so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Do you know what? I think walking through the door for the first time, that's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Really is. It's so, you know, just to actually go along, and so many stories of people going along to Andy's Man Club, getting to the door and then thinking, oh, I can't do this, and going back to the car again, but then going back the next week. So once you get through the door, you realise, you know, what a welcoming environment it is and how important it is as well. So it's been amazing what you've done and the reasons why you're doing it. How much money do you reckon you've raised over the last few years?
We're going to announce it later today when we have the Andy's Man Club are doing a walk.
Yeah.
So we're going to announce it later with them.
Oh, so I have to watch your Facebook page for that then. But you've raised loads over the last few years, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing, really, and the benefit of that money to people to help with mental health. We're going to talk some more. I want to play this one, though. This is what you want to have this one on. One Direction. I'm surprised, because we were looking at the Taylor Swift song. No, why One Direction?
I don't know.
Okay. And Night Changes, which we discovered is not about newborn babies. No?
No.
Okay. Shall we play this then?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Night Changes in One Direction. So that is One Direction and Night Changes. You know the music gets good when Rosie comes into the studio. There you go. We've got producer Shay. Rosie saying what she wants as well. So I'll be out of a job soon, seriously. So, just can't get over the fact that you had chicken nuggets for Christmas dinner. So is this with sauces or just literally plain?
Plain with sweet and sour dip.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
I mean, not even cranberry sauce.
No?
Okay. Right. Okay, I don't even know what to say about that, but we will move on. So 2023 then, for Rosie Cares. What sort of immediately comes to mind as things that you're really proud of last year?
Probably, I know nobody knows yet, but probably the amount that I've raised. All the different fundraisers that I was able to, like, take part in, and all the different events I've been able to go to and help out with.
What's the when you think about last year, what is the sort of the fundraiser or the event you've helped out? What comes to mind as the sort of the highlight?
Probably the main one was maybe the race night at the RAOB.
Okay.
Because that's been my biggest fundraiser yet. And the amount of money that was raised then, I think it was
1,200
and something.
Oh, that's amazing. And so tell us, what happened at the race night then?
Around nine races, and there was five horses per race, and you could bet on a horse if it won, mm-hmm. and if you won, you won money, and then you also could, like, buy your own horse or buy your own race.
Oh wow! And that was very well attended. Lots of people came along there. Okay, and that raised an amazing amount of money, and all this is going into, you know, is it Andy's Man Club you're supporting, or is that?
Yeah, just Andy's Man Club.
That's brilliant. I mean, Andy's Man Club does such a brilliant job locally, and I think that we always say that it's good that Andy's Man Club's there, and it's good that so many people come in one way, but it's also sad that there is so much need for it as well.
Yeah,
brilliant. So what is, for you, think when you think of Andy's Man Club, what's the best thing about that?
I think the fact that there's just an opportunity for men to go and get, like, help if they need it.
Definitely. And I think it's tough as well, because they're at Andy's Man Club, they meet every Monday, but obviously during bank holidays they don't meet. So now with Christmas and New Year, you know, New Year's Day, Christmas Day, both being on a Monday, you've got this big gap, and that becomes a bit of a problem. People come to rely on Andy's Man Club, but we have a Facebook group, for the private Facebook group for Andy's Man Club. People can talk in between meetings, and they're doing events like you're going to today. They've got a walk coming up today, haven't they?
Yeah, they're walking around Goldsworth Park for like an hour or so, and then they're going to Costa.
Okay. Are you going on the walk, or are you just going to turn up at Costa?
Might just be turning up at Costa.
Okay. I don't think they do chicken nuggets at Costa, though.
No, but the salted caramel frappes are really nice.
Oh, okay.
You didn't hear that from me.
No, okay. That was to Donna, you got to buy Rosie a salted caramel frappe.
I know. On the way here, she said, what happens if they're not doing the frappes today because of the weather? I was like, well, you'll have to have something else, I don't know.
Yeah, you have to have turkey.
Oh, no.
Sprouts. Sprout juice. Sprout smoothie.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay, we will find out more about what you've been up to. We're going to play another one of your song choices in a bit as well. But first, we're going to look at
the end.
Ah, there you go. I like it when you get a song when you know when it's going to finish, because Taylor Swift just says the end, so you think, well, that's it. Because normally, you know, you get these songs and you think they finish and they start up again. It's like, oh, okay. Anyway, there we go. Playing that for you then, Rosie.
Thank you.
Taylor Swift, because we know you like Taylor Swift. So if we want to follow your adventures on Facebook, how do we do that?
If you go onto Facebook and you search Rosie Cares with a Red Love Heart, then you'll find everything and all my updates that I do.
And it's just so much that you do. And the we were talking about the RAC Club, is it?
RAOB,
not the RAC. Okay. RAOB Club, and the race night you had there. And that, as a result of that, they're actually promoting Andy's Man Club through the club, aren't they? So it's a working man's club. So what are they doing?
They've put beer mats out everywhere, business cards, leaflets, wristbands. It's really, really kind of them.
Really good. And really important as well, to raise awareness. Especially in a working man's club, there are people that can benefit from Andy's Man Club in there. So that's really, really positive. Spreading the word. And also spreading the word, and I know you do a lot of that, talking about mental health, encouraging men to talk. And you've been helping out at a number of stalls that Andy's Man Club have had around the community, haven't you?
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Basically, the first one I did was in like the summertime at Brooklyn's Tesco, and we were handing out leaflets and business cards and things to people to just raise awareness about Andy's Man Club. We had lots of people who came in to say kind words, and then recently we did too at Addlestone Tesco, where again we were handing out leaflets, business cards, etc. And again we had more people doing loads of kind words, everybody. Yeah. And then also thank you to Patrick from Addy's Man Club, who was putting business cards in all the shopping trolleys.
Oh,
because that took a while.
I can imagine there's quite a few shopping trolleys there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, Patrick at Andy's Man Club, we've spoken to him before on Radio Woking. He's amazing. I mean, he organises all these sort of events and things, and it's really important, I think, because you never know when or where somebody, is going to be suffering with mental health. So actually, a supermarket, especially this time of the year, maybe sort of things are getting too much, and someone's just walking around Tesco's doing their shopping and they see Andy's Man Club. That is kind of... that's going to give them that opportunity to open up, and I gather lots of people opening up and sharing their stories and talking about their own things at the stands at Tesco's.
Also, thank you to Mark and Nigel, I think the other people were, and also to anybody who helped out at a stand or any charity stand.
Yeah.
Especially in the last one we did, it was very, very windy.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Didn't the roof fall down or something 2 days after one of the Tesco, one of the stands at Tesco's? I believe there was something
that was Brooklyn,
Yeah. Nothing to do with Andy's Man Club. Hasten to add on that one. No. That wasn't the Rosie effect, taking the roof off. Okay. Brilliant. I mean, it's amazing, what you have achieved. And for someone who is, you're just 10 years of age, you've achieved so much. And you're so mature in your thinking as well. It's really refreshing to see.
Thank you.
Brilliant. And a real inspiration. I bet you're like a hero in your classroom, aren't you? Everyone's like, oh, it's Rosie.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, it's Rosie. She raises money and awareness for charity, and she had chicken nuggets for Christmas dinner.
and 102 lip balms.
Yeah.
It's 105.
Sorry.
105. And you've counted them all. You've got them all in order and everything.
No, I haven't quite got that far.
Okay. That's a thing for the new year. So also, a few other thank yous. You wanted to talk about Kick-X. So tell me about that.
Kick-X is an indoor football place in Addlestone. They do it everywhere, but the new one's open in Addlestone. And the manager there, he's really, really nice. He gave me a £50 Kick-X voucher to put into my raffle, and then he also gave me a £50 voucher to say thank you for all my fundraising.
Oh, nice.
And then he also said that he'd help and support me throughout all of my other fundraisers that I do that I need help with, so he was just really, really nice.
That's good. And I think the fact that you, as a 10-year-old, walking into a business saying, can you support this fundraiser, you're probably going to get more results than if an adult walks in, because no one says no to you, Rosie, do they? I mean, that cheeky smile, I was like, go on then. Don't take no for an answer, yeah?
Just say yes to get rid of her.
Yeah.
Rude.
So what's happening? What have you got planned for 2024 then, for Rosie Cares?
We don't know.
Okay.
we plan in January. January's your planning month, isn't it?
Yeah. We're probably going to do more raffles and cake sales.
Yeah.
Because they're just the usuals, but...
Yeah, I went to your cake sale a few weeks ago and loved it. The cakes were delicious.
Surprised there was still any left.
I know.
Because I probably ate them.
I know. I actually decided it was when there was a car boot sale in Woking. I thought, do I go to the car boot sale or do I go to Rosie's cake sale? And I chose the cake sale because it sounded yummy. I made the right decision.
Surprising there was actually some left.
I know. I thought you didn't eat them all, Rosie.
Well, yet.
No. Okay. Really, are you making any New Year's resolutions this year? Do you bother with all of that?
No.
No? Okay. Well, carry on doing what you're doing, I think, is what we'll do for 2024. And what are you doing for New Year tonight, then?
I don't know.
No? Eating chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Okay. See, don't ever stop eating chicken nuggets, because these sort of outlets, they'll go bankrupt if you start eating them, because you're probably their best customer.
Probably.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you for everything that you've done, though. And I know everyone at Andy's Man Club always speaks really highly of what you do as well.
Oh, yeah. And also thank you to Jane at Addlestone Tesco for supporting with all my fundraising from the beginning.
Yeah, there you go. It's great. You've got people who have been on your journey for a few weeks, few months. People have been there right from the start. It's been quite a journey. How long has Rosie Cares been running?
About...
just over 2 years.
Yeah, just over 2 years. Because I did my first colouring competition, which was a Christmas one, at Christmas 2021.
Okay. Well, I was giving everyone colouring books for Christmas, adult colouring books, and I bought myself one, so I've been practising. So when you've got a colouring competition, you know, let me know. I'll see if I can enter it.
Yeah.
I've got felt tips and everything, you know, really good. Okay, well, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
And I hope, you know, 2024 brings, and I know it will bring continued success and amazing things for Rosie Cares.
Thank you.
So we'll get on Facebook, search Rosie Cares, come and join the group and find out what you're up to. And later on, we'll find out how much you raised as well.
Yeah.
There's no spoilers, you can't kind of secretly, no.
Okay.
It's over double last year's.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I don't even know.
Anyway, yeah, there you go. I'm not, yeah, we should probably save that moment for later. So that's going to be announced at the Andy's Man Club Walk later. And you can check it out on Facebook. And we'll let you know next week on Radio Woking how much has been raised. Okay, this is quite appropriate, actually, because this is what we're talking about from Harry Styles. Treat people with kindness. Rosie, have a great new year and everything. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And it's always lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
There you go. It's Rosie and Donna in the studio and Harry Styles playing now.
Already woken 6 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Rosie is still in the studio.
You can't get rid of me.
No. We wouldn't want to, though, will we, really?
Yeah, definitely.
So, did you... we mentioned you talked about your Christmas presents and, you know, you were happy with everything you got there for Santa.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get anything that you thought, oh... No?
No.
Okay. That's good. That's good. And I was quite pleased with all the stuff I got. But the gifts that people have got this year that are maybe not the best. Somebody got given a bag of onions.
Okay.
I mean, what if you were back to present, it was a bag of onions. What would you...
Okay.
Yeah, what would you do? Would you like, oh, that's what I always wanted.
Yeah.
You yeah, okay. Toilet roll. I mean, that's a practical, useful present.
I mean, it's quite expensive.
Well, yeah, is it going to be expensive toilet roll? Is it going to be cheap toilet roll? And anti-wrinkle cream as well.
That's a bit offensive.
It's a bit offensive, yeah. I mean, and somebody apparently gave somebody a fly zapper. They're among the worst.
They're good.
They're good? But yeah. A Christmas present?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. They're among the worst gifts that people said they've ever received. One in four people who took part in research by the consumer group Which said they got an unwanted gift for Christmas. This is Christmas 2022. The anti-wrinkle cream was given to a woman from her husband. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's just rude.
That's going to be the end of that marriage, then, isn't it? Another person interviewed received chicken for a butcher.
Ooh.
Despite being a vegan.
Oh, okay.
How do you give a chicken for Christmas? You wrap it up, put it under a tree. It would stink a little bit, wouldn't it? Anyway, one person had the joy of opening up a broken toy.
Right.
So, yeah.
Was it intentionally meant to be broken?
I don't know. I'd hope not. Because you don't want to give someone a toy that's broken, really, because that's not good. But Which advises purchasers to include gift receipts with presents, as without them, retailers' return policies may only extend to the buyers. So, bag of onions, toilet roll, and anti-wrinkle cream. Merry Christmas, everyone.